Now, depending on your unit, you might have a different voice. Currently speaking, the BT Speak supports quite a few. So the first thing that we're going to do before we delve any further is to show you how to adjust the settings of your current voice to make it maybe more understandable for you. To do that, we're going to go into the Speech Settings menu. Before we do that, let's talk about chords. A chord is any combination of dots that also involves use of the spacebar. So a lot of times we're going to say to press O chord, for example, to go to the Options menu. Don't do that just yet. But what we mean by that is you're pressing the letter O, dots 1, 3, and 5, along with the spacebar. And then you release all of the keys. You can also have chords that involve dots 7 or 8. An example of that is the Deep Escape command. If you want to go straight back to the editor from wherever you are, you can press Deep Escape, which in this case is Z7 chord. So it's the letter Z, dots 1, 3, 5, and 6, the space bar, and dot 7. Since we're in the editor, we don't need to press that now. However, neither of those are the commands we want to issue right now. Instead, what we want to do is go to the Speech Controls menu. And to do that, I'm going to press S chord, that's dots 2, 3, 4, along with the spacebar. And when I do that, we hear
Speech Controls.
Speech Controls. Now we have the ability to adjust the volume, the rate, and the pitch of the currently active voice. Dot 1 will turn the speech down. Dot 4 will make it louder. Dot 2 will cause it to speak slower. Dot 5 will make it speak faster. And dots 3 and 6 will make the pitch lower or higher. So for example, if I want to maybe turn the volume down just a hair, I can press dot 1 a couple of times.
Volume 90. Volume 80. Volume 70.
And you can hear it getting quieter. We'll turn it back up to 100 with dot 4. Let's say I want to speed up the voice. Maybe this is too slow. I can press dot 5.
Rate 1, rate 2, rate 3, rate 4, rate 5, rate 6, rate 7.
And now you can hear it's speaking quicker. Or maybe the default is too fast. I want to slow it down. We can do dot 2.
Rate 6, rate 5, rate 4, rate 3, rate 2, rate 1, rate 0.
So rate 0 is the default. Now I'm going to continue going slower.
Rate minus 1, rate minus 2, rate minus 3, rate minus 4, rate minus 5. Rate minus 6, rate minus 7.
And you can hear it getting really slow there. And finally, if I want to adjust the pitch, make it speak higher or lower, we can use dot 6 to go up.
Pitch 1, pitch 2, pitch 7.
Or down.
Pitch minus 4.
And that's starting to sound very unusual. We're going to go back to pitch 0 and rate 0, so dot 6.
Pitch 0.
There's pitch 0 and dot 5.
Rate minus 3. Rate 0.
So we hit dot 5 there to adjust the rate back to 0. Now notice when I was doing that, I didn't have to wait for the BT Speak to finish speaking its announcements. If you know what you want to do, you don't have to wait. You can just go ahead and press the keys. So once you know the BT Speak commands, you can fly through this thing very quickly. Now that we have our basic speech settings the way we like, let's talk about punctuation. The BT Speak can announce punctuation at different levels as you are reading. And to cycle between these levels, you can press the letter P, dots 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's do that now.
Punctuation sum. Punctuation most. Punctuation all. Punctuation none.
All right. We heard punctuation sum, most, all, and then finally none. These different levels refer to how much punctuation the BT Speak is going to announce while you're reading. When set to none, it won't say anything special about any punctuation that it encounters. The speech synthesizer will still process those, For example, it will add pauses between commas and periods, question marks, exclamation points, that kind of thing for sentence breaks. But you won't hear, "Hello, comma, my name is Steve," period. Some causes the BT speak to say just a few symbols. For instance, 2 plus 2, or 3 times 5. Most adds even more, including most literary symbols like comma, period, question mark, quotations, etc. And this is a good setting if you are proofreading a document. All will cause it to say everything. If you really want to know every punctuation as you hear it, or if you're dealing with something that requires a lot of punctuation or symbology, this might be an ideal setting. For the remainder of this tutorial, we will be using the None setting, but feel free to adjust the BT speak to a level that you're happy with. Note that this setting was new as of the November 2024 software update. Much of this tutorial was recorded before November of 2024, so you may hear references to synthesizers processing punctuation differently from one another later on, especially as we get into editing files. This is no longer true, so just keep that in mind. Two other speech settings that are available here are options to adjust both key and word echo. So the letter E will toggle character echo. So every time you type a letter, for example, you'll hear what that is. If you don't want to do that, you can press E. And in my case, you could hear tones going up and down. When they go up, that means the respective setting is on. When they go down, it means the respective setting is off. So let's make sure we do have keyboard echo enabled. There we go. I just pressed E. We heard the tones going up. We can also do word echo with the letter W. And if you want to set one of these values immediately to its on or off state, add .7 to turn it off, or .8 to turn it on. So E and .7 will turn off key echo no matter what it's set to. E with .8 will turn it on. Likewise, W and .7 turns word echo off, and W with .8 turns it on. So feel free to play around here. Get your BT speak set to some values that are comfortable for you. Once you're satisfied, you can press Z chord, dots 1, 3, 5, 6, and the spacebar. And Z chord is the equivalent of escape. So this will back you out of whatever you happen to be in. So in this case, when we press Z chord, we hear
default bindings.
That means the speech settings keys have been turned off, and we're now back in the editor. If you're in the options menu, pressing Z chord will move you up a level if you've gone into several menus. Or if you're being prompted for something, Z chord oftentimes will allow you to cancel an action. All right, so for the remainder of this guide, I've plugged the BT speak into the mixer so that you can hear it directly instead of hearing it from its speakers coming over my microphone, which might be coming over your speakers and just making it difficult to understand.